Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. And before I get to my first guest, I have the marketing and communication specialist on the phone, Kate Rodriguez. Kate, are you there?
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kate, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
Good. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, no, my pleasure. I appreciate you calling in. Can people sign up to join the Harford County Chamber of Commerce like today if they wanted, Kate?
Yes. So you can sign up at any time at harfordchamber.org. There's a green button at the top of our website that says join us, and you can fill out the membership application there. Or you can always reach out to us if you have any questions before joining.
And when you guys normally open for them to reach out to you?
We are open 8 to 5 every day. We're working virtually some days, but there's always someone in the office if you want to go ahead and call the office number at 410-838-2020 or shoot us an email.
And like you said, they can also sign up on the website, harfordchamber.org. And to make it simple, just go to our page right now on Facebook. We have a direct link to get to that actual website and your actual Facebook page. On our Facebook page, just go to facebook.com/WHGM Gold. So people could still sign up. Do you guys have anything coming up, Kate?
Yes, we always have networking events throughout the month. Our big event coming up is our economic outlook on March 31st. We're going to find out some information about the current economic climate and how different industries are being affected right now. And we have some economists that are going to come talk to us. We have the director of economic development for the county who's going to come talk to us and have some good information there.
That's going to be virtually or in person or a choice of either?
That'll be a virtual event, so anyone is welcome to attend that. You're just going to want to register at harfordchamber.org, but it'll nice and easy, convenient, log on from your couch or wherever you are.
And that's open to non-members as well?
Yes.
All right, so the big event's happening in March. March when?
March 31st from 11 to 1.
All right, and people can get registered for that now if they like?
Yep, you're just going to register over on our website, harfordchamber.org.
Great. And to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook, like I said, at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct access to get you to that. All right. Well, Kate Rodriguez, the marketing and communication specialist, I want to thank you so much for calling in to check in today, give us an update on how the Harford County Chamber of Commerce is doing. Thank you so much, Kate.
Thank you. And thank you for always shining a spotlight on our awesome Harford County Chamber members.
Absolutely. My pleasure. I'm glad I can help. Thanks again, Kate. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. And my actual first guest this morning is Joyce Harold, the business manager for the Maryland Spine Institute. Joyce, are you there?
I'm here, Justin. How are you?
Hey, Joyce. I'm doing well, thank you. How are you doing today so far?
I am fantastic. I'm having a wonderful day, and I'm excited to share more about Maryland Spine Institute with you.
Great. Well, I really appreciate you calling in. Of course, you guys are with the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. And about how long have you been with them, Joyce?
Well, we've been with the Chamber since we have been in business, so about 7 years now, and they have been phenomenal in helping us connect with other business owners, educating the public about how we serve them, and just being great resources overall.
So you were smart when you were getting ready to open your business. You reached out to them because you knew you could network with people also you might not normally meet with, right?
That's exactly right, and we have met so many phenomenal business owners, community members, constituents over the course of those wonderful 7 years, and it's just grown and evolved and helped us tremendously.
So if a business is listening and they're getting ready to start out or they've been in business for a while, would you recommend to them, Joyce, to reach out to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce and see what they have to offer?
Please do. The Harford County Chamber of Commerce in particular is a phenomenal advocate for local business. I would recommend them 100% for new startups, existing businesses, to help connect, educate, and advocate for you.
And if you do want more information for them, you go directly to their website, harfordchamber.org. And like I said earlier, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We're going to have a direct link to get to their actual Facebook page and website. When they click on there, they'll have access to your stuff for more information. So you're the business manager for the Maryland Spine Institute, right?
I'm lucky enough to be the business manager at Maryland Spine Institute, yes.
And so for those who might not have heard of that, can you kind of explain what that is, Joyce, that you guys offer?
Absolutely. So we are very involved in the community. So Maryland Spine Institute is a comprehensive wellness facility, a healthcare facility that's committed to helping patients stop pain, feel better so they can live better. Our doctors are actually doctors of chiropractic, and so patients come to see us for a wide range of musculoskeletal conditions. So, you know, for folks who have been having back pain, low back pain, headaches, migraines, for the little ones that are coming in experiencing challenges with headaches or back pain, knee pain, all kinds of conditions. So folks come to us primarily to see our chiropractors. And that first visit is a comprehensive examination coupled with your images. And then from that comprehensive exam, the second visit is actually a report of findings where you actually sit down with your doctor, review your x-rays, and the doctor shares with you your individualized care plan on how they're going to help you get better. So it is very, very individualized. We pride ourselves on listening to our patients, understanding exactly what the diagnosis is, and creating something that's just for them. We create a really welcoming atmosphere that is fun. You hear lots of laughter when you come in. And a part of my job that's the most exciting is that we get to see people get better. When a patient is on a therapy plan, not only do they engage in chiropractic care, physical therapy, and some regenerative medicine as well. So right now we rolled out a wonderful new therapy called extracorporeal shockwave therapy, which is brand new. It's cleared by the FDA, and we have cutting-edge technology even with cold laser therapy for those conditions and ailments that just are lingering and will not go away. So if you're thinking about, well, what would that be? So you're thinking maybe a work injury or a sports injury that just is lingering along. We have advanced technology within our facility to help those things heal from the inside out.
So you do more than just work on someone's spine. You do more of an overall health care, it sounds like.
Thank you, Justin, for bringing that up. We're head to toe. So we help people. So if you come in with low back pain, or say you have sciatica or herniated disc or something like that, and you're coming in for your exam, yes, the doctor will look at that and diagnose that and have a part of your care plan that specifically helps to heal that area. But that doesn't mean if you have a shoulder issue, we won't work on it. So the doctors are trained and they're experts in helping patients from head to toe. And so that is why patients come to us, because our doctors are not going to just overlook or ignore something that is bothering the patient. They're going to get to the root of it and they're going to help that patient. And that's exactly why a part of our growth is we'll be shifting into changing our name. We'll be updating the name of our medical center to MSI Integrative Healthcare, because for that very reason, we have integrated ways and methods to help more patients with more ailments get better quicker.
Well, that's great. And so where are you guys located?
Absolutely. Right now, we are located at 730 Baltimore Pike, right near the Hartford Mall. But Justin, in the late spring, early summer, we are geared up to move into a brand new facility located at the Winters Run Professional Center, and that is at 1131 Baltimore Pike. So that's right up the road, and we are so excited to be able to open up a brand new facility for our community.
Congratulations. So you're in Bel Air right now?
Yes, we're in Bel Air, Maryland.
And then you're moving to where? Up the street in Bel Air?
Right up the road at the Winters Run Professional Center. It's right up the road at 1131 Baltimore Pike. And Dr. Harold, who's my husband, Dr. Roshwin Harold and I, we actually acquired the Winters Run Professional Center overall. And Maryland Spine Institute is going to be moving in right in time for the summer. So we're super excited about that.
And so when are you normally open now, Joyce?
We're open Monday through Friday. Our business hours start at 9 a.m. and normally we're seeing our last few patients right around 5:30, 6 o'clock. And so Monday through Friday, we offer before work hours, some after work hours, and hopefully we'll be expanding to open up at least some Saturday mornings coming up here in the summer.
So with today being Saturday, people reach out to you today. They can expect to hear back from you coming up on Monday.
Absolutely. And so our website is the best way to reach us, because there is a form that you can fill out. And we have people working around the clock to capture those requests and reaching out to you within 24 hours. You also can reach out to us on our Facebook page at Maryland Spine Institute, and you can expect a response same day.
And your website directly is MSIWC.com. And again, to make it simple, if you go to our page on Facebook at Facebook.com/WHGM Gold, we're going to have a direct link to get you to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff for more information. And so if someone's listening right now, Joyce, and they're thinking, oh, I've got some back pain, I want to get this maybe looked at, do you offer like a free consultation to go see if you guys are the right fit for that person?
Yes. And if you go to www.MSIWC.com, mfiwc.com. You can request a complimentary consultation. That's a 10-minute complimentary consultation with the doctor to share with the doctor what your concern is so they can share with you how we might be able to help you. And that's absolutely complimentary to you so that we can see how we can help you. A lot of conditions, unfortunately, are very common, but they're not normal. And so you do not have to live with that lingering pain anymore. You deserve to get better, and we can help you.
So there's a reason why you guys have been around for so long. You're expanding to the new facility, but right now you're located in Bel Air. Where are you located again?
We're located at 730 Baltimore Pike in Bel Air, Maryland. And if you want to give us a call, you can reach us at 410-877-8077. And by the way, we have more than one location. We have our location located in Bel Air, Maryland, and we have a location in the Bel Air Beltway Plaza right in Overly, Maryland, in Baltimore County.
All right, and you can find the exact address on your website, like you said, as well. And also on the website, people have left testimonials about you guys, correct?
Yes, and we're so blessed to be able to have those testimonials. That really, it makes the work worth it. We love our patients, and they love to come to see us. We've had many lifetime patients, and we're really lucky. We really appreciate it, and we love our patients.
So today being Saturday, you guys aren't going to be open today, but you'll be open up nice and early Monday morning. So again, if they want to reach out, they can call and leave a voicemail. What's the number again?
It's 410-877-8077, and you'll be calling the Maryland Spine Institute. Here soon, guys, we will be updating our brand mark and our name to MSI Integrative Healthcare. Look out for us. Give us a call because we want you to feel better so that you can live your best life.
And that's why I want to thank the business manager of that location, the Maryland Spine Institute, Joyce Harold. I want to thank you so much for calling in today. And like you said, people can find more information by going to the website, msiwc.com. But Joyce Harold, thank you again so much for calling in today. I really appreciate it.
Justin, you're the best. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks again, Joyce. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And make sure you keep it here. We have the second segment of Chamber Chat coming up with Susan Maldonado, the owner of WalletWise Financial, is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the second segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. And my second guest is the owner of WalletWise Financial. I have Susan Maldonado on the phone. Susan, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, Susan, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I appreciate you calling in. Of course, you guys are with the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, correct?
Yes.
And about how long have you been with them, Susan?
I have been with the Chamber just about a year.
Okay. And so from what you've seen, would you recommend to a business that's getting ready to start up or been in business for a while to reach out to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce?
I definitely would. The Chamber has been by far a great cheerleader and support as someone who is a first-time entrepreneur. And their support's been great, and I've met so many great business owners through the Chamber.
Because it's a great way to network with these people that otherwise you might not normally meet with, right?
Correct.
So it's definitely worth to check out, and that's why if you do want more information, you can go directly to their website, harfordchamber.org. To make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGMGold. We'll have a direct link to get to their actual Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they'll have access to your stuff. For more information, your direct website is walletwisefinancial.com, and so you're the owner of that. So for those who might not have heard of WalletWise Financial, can you kind of explain what that is, Susan, what you guys offer?
Yes, I am a former CPA and corporate accountant, but my first love has always been all things personal finance. And I am actually in a different lane than what's commonly known as financial advisors. Financial advisors help people choose investment strategies to help them reach their retirement and other financial goals. Mm. I work with families, couples, solopreneurs, who are just trying to get through the day-to-day, meaning we make good money but not really sure where it goes, or I have all this debt hanging around and I can't seem to get out of it, or we feel pretty comfortable but I don't know if I'm saving enough for retirement or if I'll ever be able to retire, just kind of not having good clarity and control and vision around their personal finances. So that is where I come in, and I commonly compare what I do to a personal trainer at the gym, where someone will go to the gym and they work out and they know they're supposed to eat less and exercise more, But people all the time hire personal trainers because personal trainers will put together a plan specifically tailored to you, and they will hold you accountable. And the results that people get when they hire a personal trainer are leaps and bounds ahead of what they could do themselves. And so essentially, as a money coach, I work very similar to that, except with your money. So people have, you know, regular everyday income, you know, regular everyday families work with me, and they see their finances improve by leaps and bounds.
So if someone's listening, Susan, and they're thinking, you know, I don't have much money, you know, I work part-time at this place here, like, do I need to make a certain amount of money to contact you?
Definitely not. It's certainly not a situation where, you know, people may not reach out to a financial advisor because they don't have any money to invest. So I work with people to get them to a place where they have money to invest, the day-to-day finances. That's what I help with.
How would someone get started then if they're thinking, yeah, I could definitely use a money coach right now? Would the best place would be to go to the website?
Yes, I point people to the website simply because, again, money coaching is kind of something that people haven't really heard of as a thing. So I've put things like testimonials and some frequently asked questions like, are you just going to tell me to stop eating out and cut my cable? No, that is not what I do. So I describe it a little bit more on my website. There's a little bit more about me on the website. And so you can get comfortable with who I am and what I do. And then I invite anyone to give me a call, reach out to me through email, Facebook, and schedule kind of a free 20-minute Q&A just to talk about your situation and to see if we would be a good fit to work together.
Okay.
And then if you decide to move forward, I invite new people to sign up for my initial two-hour clarity session. And that's kind of a jumping-off point.
So there's no harm in reaching out to you to see if you're a good fit, if you can actually help them out. Because like you said, you know, you're not just going to be someone saying, all right, don't buy any more coffee when you go out, make coffee at home, and you'll save money, stuff like that. So if people reach out to you, then there's no harm in reaching out to you, I guess. Right, Susan?
There is no obligation. No.
If you go to the website, walletwisefinancial.com, you can see there's a tab at the top of the page. You click on there, and I guess you can schedule that. And then when you normally can do that, is it just during the week, Monday through Friday type thing, or can you kind of schedule with someone anytime, really?
I have a virtual schedule essentially set up right on the website, so you can pick and choose a time that works for you. They do vary evenings, weekends, during the day. It does vary, but I'm reachable, of course, by email. If there's a particular appointment time that you want that you don't see on the scheduler, I am reachable at other times if needed.
So this is for if you want basically need like a money coach. That's what you are. And you're going to help people kind of get in charge of their money, take back control of their money, I guess is better saying, right?
Exactly. I think the problem with that most people have is just a lack of clarity over their financial situation. Money goes in, money goes out, but you don't really have a good, clear, big picture. And that's what I provide.
And when people say, oh, you know, I'm spending on this, I'm buying that, you're not going to judge or something like that, right? You'll just kind of work with them and maybe give suggestions and stuff, I guess, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. People have different priorities and goals and values. And so, yes, there is certainly no judgment. There are things that people will absolutely not compromise on, and I don't ask them to. And there's other people who say, oh, my God, I didn't realize, you know, there was this big hole. And then they're aware of it and they can fix that. But essentially what I will help people find is margin in their monthly budget and then laser focus that margin towards a specific goal that motivates them. And then sometimes they might say, hey, you know what? I want this goal so badly. I am going to not buy coffee for a month just because I choose to, because I want this goal more than I want coffee this day. But it's all your personal choices.
So that's why, like you said, there's no negative, there's no downside to reaching out to you to see if you can be a good fit. You can only help the person, not harm the person, right?
Well, I certainly hope I wouldn't harm somebody, but yes, if the 20-minute consult is free of charge, just to see if we are a good fit to start working together.
So you go directly to the website, walletwisefinancial.com. And like I said, go to our Facebook page to make it easy, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they'll have access to your stuff for more information. All right. Well, the owner of Walletwise Financial, Susan Malandondo, I want to thank you so much for calling in today. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Justin.
Oh, my pleasure. Take care, Susan. Thanks again.
Thanks.
And make sure you keep it here. We have the third and final segment of Chamber Chat coming up with the owner of Phoenix Speech Therapy. Amy Bland is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the third and final segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. And my third guest is Amy Bland, the owner of Phoenix Speech Therapy. Amy, you there?
I am. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, today. My pleasure, Amy. Thank you so much for calling in today. I appreciate it. How are you doing today so far?
So far, so good. How about you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I appreciate you calling in. Of course, you are with the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And about how long have you been with them, Amy?
Approximately a year.
Okay. And how long has your business been around for?
So I transitioned to private practice July 2019. But I've been a practicing clinician for 16 years.
Okay. So when you did that move, you decided then basically to reach out to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce around that same time?
Yes, absolutely. I've always heard wonderful things about the chamber, and they have not disappointed.
So then I guess you would recommend to a business that's listening or getting ready to start up to reach out to see what the benefits are by joining the Harford County Chamber of Commerce?
Absolutely. That was one of the first things that I did with regards to business planning. They are a wonderful resource because they know so many people in the community, but they're also an excellent resource in helping you organize your information and understand all of the necessary steps that you need to take to become a small business.
Absolutely. And so they're definitely worth checking out. And if you do want more information, you can go directly to their website, harfordchamber.org. To make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get you to their actual Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they'll have access to your stuff. And so you're the owner of Phoenix Speech Therapy. They can go directly to phoenixspeechtherapy.net. And for those who might not have heard of that, Amy, can you kind of explain what that is?
Sure, absolutely. And there may be some people that are wondering why Phoenix, because we're in Maryland. But I chose Phoenix actually based on the whole story about the Phoenix and how the Phoenix is able to rise from any sort of difficulty or challenge or overcome that. Oh. So what our practice does is, as speech language pathologists, we help people meet their goals and overcome whatever difficulties they're experiencing. So I am very blessed to say that while I'm an owner and also a speech language pathologist providing services, I also have four other speech language pathologists that are joining me in this practice with their expertise and specialties. So we are able to serve both children, adults, teenagers, pretty much everyone with regards to communication difficulties. So maybe it's a speech sound production. Maybe it's not being able to find the words after someone has had a stroke or some other type of neurological injury. Perhaps it's memory difficulties. We also work with clients who stutter, both children and adults. We work with clients who have swallowing difficulties. Again, maybe following from a stroke or Parkinson's disease, or perhaps they had a cervical spine surgery and that has been a complication. We work with clients who have voice difficulties. So perhaps the client has persistent hoarseness and maybe it's vocal nodules, or maybe it's hoarseness that just never clears up after a cold. We can help with that. And lastly, we have branched out to working with students and adults that have ADHD and are having a difficult time with organization, managing their time, understanding how to see the big picture, taking all of these big projects and putting them into smaller, more manageable tasks so that it's not so overwhelming or intimidating. So we really do offer a lot of different services, but in the long term, what we're looking for is to help that person have the quality of life that they deserve and they should have. And perhaps just some of those areas I mentioned are a challenge and we can help with that.
And you've been helping out during this pandemic this whole time, right? You guys been operating by virtual and some in-home appointments, right?
That's correct. So in March, just as pretty much all of us have had to do, we had to become very flexible. And in the very beginning, when all of this began with the practice, I had been considering virtual therapy. So thankfully, I was already in that mindset. But the pandemic just accelerated that. So we were able to switch to virtual therapy sessions within a week of everything being closed and shut down. And over the last couple of months, we have started to, you know, continue to provide in-home visits. We are certainly being very careful, and it's up to the client and their family what their comfort level is. But of course, we provide a questionnaire. We have clear masks so that our clients can still see our face, because in speech language pathology, it's really important for others to see what we're doing so that they can imitate and model. We are also, you know, of course, doing hand washing and sanitizing and so forth. So we are following all the guidelines, but there are some clients that are not comfortable with that, and that's fine too. And we'll set up a virtual therapy session for them to make it really easy.
So do you guys have a centralized location, or is it just online?
So we have a situation where I guess you would consider us a mobile practice, because we don't have an office where people come into the office. We either go to you in your home, or we will have the session virtually from our home offices into, you know, wherever you are.
So what counties do you offer services to, I guess, as far as in-home? I'd imagine virtual can be pretty much anywhere, right?
Yes. So that is one huge benefit for virtual therapy. We offer virtual therapy to anyone in the state of Maryland. I am also licensed in Pennsylvania, so I also offer it virtually to anyone in Pennsylvania. And then with regards to in-home visits, we are offering those all in Harford County, Western Cecil County, and Northern Baltimore County.
And how are you guys operating during this time? Are you available just like Monday through Friday only, Amy?
At this time, we are available Monday through Friday, but if we had a situation where a client needed a weekend time for the initial evaluation or something like that, we are fairly flexible. So we try to work with our clients.
So if someone's listening right now and they're thinking, oh, yeah, you know, my kid has been doing this lately or something, I'm going to reach out to you guys. Can they reach out to you today and then you'll get back to them on Monday, because today's Saturday?
Absolutely. That's what, you know, that's what we do. So we do receive a number of requests over the weekend, and all of those are followed up by Monday, end of day Monday for sure. And what we normally recommend is an online consultation, which you can find right at the bottom of our site. It says request an appointment, and then it allows you the opportunity to schedule that online appointment that fits your schedule. It is free of charge. It's for 20 minutes, and it's an opportunity for both the clinician and the client and family to meet virtually for those 20 minutes to discuss what their goals are and for us to answer any questions that they may have and to see if it's a good fit.
So you go directly to the website. Is there also a phone number they can call, or is it just the website?
Yes. So the phone number is 443-619-7712, and they absolutely can leave a message, and all messages will be returned within 24 hours. It's usually me that's returning the calls. So the messages that they leave there, you know, are helpful in the sense of understanding what they're curious about, but certainly we talk much more over the phone with regards to an intake and so forth. So they can either go through the website or they can do everything over the phone. And there's also an email connected to the website too, under the contact form. So there's a number of different options depending on what the client is comfortable with. If we have a client that has a voice difficulty and they're very hoarse and it's painful when they're speaking, email may be a much more suitable means of communication.
So they can also call. So what was that number one more time?
Sure. 443-619-7712.
Or you can go directly to your website, which is simply phoenixspeechtherapy.net. To make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We're going to have a direct link to get you to the actual Facebook page and website for the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. When you click on there, they'll have access to your stuff for more information. All right. Well, the owner of Phoenix Speech Therapy, Amy Bland, I want to thank you so much for calling in today. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Justin.
Oh, my pleasure. And that's going to do for us here at Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. Until next time, have a great day.